Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's all Bills all day. Buffalo Bills Football Friday, exclusively on WGR Sports Radio 550.
Brought to you by Celino Law. Car crash? Call Celino. And by Crosby's Pizza and Subs. Start your game day the Crosby's way.
We're just a pretty together unit right now. I think we've all worked extremely hard this year, and our biggest fear is letting each other down.
Their time is done. It's over.
This is the best that I've felt. This is the best that the team has felt. This is the best that I've seen this Buffalo Bills football team.
But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Here's the snap, and they throw a quick hitter to Coleman, who catches it over the head of Woolen for a touchdown. Another handoff to Cook, through a hole, darts to the middle of the field, 30, 25, 20, still on his feet, 10, 5, and Cook is in for the touchdown.
On this team, we tear ourselves and everyone else around us to pieces for that inch.
Takes the snap, quick hitter, thrown behind, but somehow caught, and now lateral to Allen, and reaching for the pylon. Are you kidding me? It's a touchdown.
There is no tomorrow.
Fakes the throw. Allen going to step up in the pocket. Now he's going to take it and run, and he's got the first down and more. 10, 5, and muscles his way into the end zone for an unbelievable 26-yard touchdown run.
This is your time. Now go out there and take it.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on the home of the Bills, WGR Sports Radio 550.
Football Friday. Football Friday brought to you by Celino Law. Car crash, call Celino. By Crosby's Pizza and Sub. Start your game day the Crosby's way. Jeremy and Joe, good morning. Josh Schmidt producing. Friday. Morning.
Feeling it?
I mean, I've got a stat for you that I've been thinking about since yesterday.
About this game?
About this game, yeah. Yeah, about the biggest, maybe not the biggest storyline, but about the main character. It seems the main character in this game. Who's the main character in this game?
There aren't two main characters?
No.
There's one main character, then it's Josh Allen.
No.
No?
No. I'm talking about the way this game has been talked about all week. Who's the main character?
Is that maybe a problem, though? Shouldn't the main characters be the two quarterbacks? That's why everybody across the country wants to see this football game.
You would think.
And we've talked more about Dorian Williams and Pat Ricard.
Because of?
Because of Sean McDermott.
Because of Derrick Henry.
Derrick Henry. That's a problem.
Derrick Henry. Yeah, I mean, maybe he's not actually the main character. Maybe he is.
No, you're right. Like, we've talked more about him. I bet more people just out and about the game have, you know, brought him up more than both quarterbacks.
I think he's the main character.
But he's not the reason this is the biggest game of the year at all.
No.
It is the two quarterbacks, the two MVP front runners. I saw a stat yesterday. I know you have one on Henry here, that this is only the sixth time, and this is an assumption that they're going to finish first and second in MVP voting. It's only the sixth time that first and second will meet in the playoffs from the MVP voting, and it hasn't happened since like 2006. So this is it should be about the quarterbacks, but everything has kind of been dancing around that, I think.
Yeah. Well, the Bills don't have anybody else to dance around other than Josh, right? No, who's the second most talked about player in this game for the Bills?
Dorian Williams.
Right? James Cook.
And Taron Johnson.
Maybe it's, I don't even know. I almost want to save this stat on Henry.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'll give it to you, but it's, we should all kind of get together and give ourselves a hug after it, because it's a little scary.
Uh-huh.
It's a little scary.
Okay.
Do you want to know how many yards rushing he averages when he gets 5 yards without being touched?
Oh, that's...
Right? So, yeah. One of the things about Henry is, we've talked about it, right? Hey, if he gets ahead of steam, his yards per carry when he's not touched for the first 5 yards.
I'm going to guess it's a big number, because those are generally the games where he gets ahead of steam and you can't bring him down. So what? Just going to be like
25.
20. I was going to guess like 15 and thought that was going to be high.
24.3 yards per carry.
When he's not touched after 5 yards?
When he's not touched after 5 yards.
Uh-huh.
And there's more to this stat. This came from Doug Clawson, who does stats for CBS. He averages 24 yards per carry when not contacted within 5 yards of the line of scrimmage. So, you know, you're getting a head start. It's the best by any running back in the last 5 years.
Uh-huh.
He's averaging 24 yards per carry. And the Bills allow runs like that at the fifth highest rate in the NFL.
So the matchup doesn't seem to be great then on that front.
Well, if you give him 5 yards, it's the old give him an inch, he'll take a mile. If you give him 5 yards, he's taking 50.
Yeah.
Doug actually went in and listed every carry that Derrick Henry had this year where he wasn't touched within 5 yards of the line of scrimmage.
Mm-hmm.
And there were only three out of like 35 that went for less than 10 yards.
Mm-hmm.
He is ripping off 87, 74,
yep.
51. So, yeah, I mean, I've been...
I mean, that kind of adds to, for me, like, I heard Bill Barnwell make this point yesterday that the Bills might win this game just because they are so good and Allen might just not let them lose it, but they kind of match up poorly with everything... The way you'd want to match up with Baltimore.
Yeah.
The Bills are the worst team in the league when there's a fullback on the field, and the Ravens do that 40% of the time. The Bills run light boxes as much as anybody in the league. They run nickel when the other team puts their sixth offensive lineman
yep.
out on the field, and that's a recipe for disaster. They don't like to take Taron Johnson off the field, and you kind of have to when you play the Ravens. Offensively, he broke it down that the way to get the Ravens is long passes on the perimeter of the field. And the Bills are not really built to do that. He had a stat that Keon Coleman leads the team in go routes this year. Allen's thrown it to him 19 times. No one else, he's thrown it to 10. And Coleman's caught 5 of the 19. Which kind of goes in line. Like, his contested catch rate's like 21% on the season. So all of it kind of feels like the Bills don't really match up well here. They don't really match up well there. They're just not – they're built more to beat an air raid Chiefs team still, I think, than a physical Baltimore team. But they are so good at what they do that it just might not end up mattering, and they right. might win the game anyway.
Yeah, I've seen the holy trinity here of AFC powerhouses describe that the Ravens have the edge over the Bills have the edge over the Chiefs, and the Chiefs have the edge over the Ravens.
Okay.
You have three matchups.
That seems
all
right.
Three of them, the Chiefs are a better matchup for the Ravens. The Ravens are a better matchup for the Bills, and the Bills are a better matchup for the Chiefs.
Yep.
So, you know, get through this one and beat the one you're not supposed to match up, finger quotes, with, and then you get a team you do match up well with, which is the Chiefs. The Chiefs don't run it very well at all.
No.
And
no, next week we don't have to talk about whether
Pacheco,
they should play nickel or base at all.
No.
It's
been a rough year for that for them.
Yeah.
Anyway, good morning. Happy Friday. It is Football Friday, and we're off and running. I woke up thinking about that Henry stat. I went to bed thinking about that Henry stat. And I know we're not supposed to be sitting here thinking about Henry, and sure, the quarterback's more important because quarterbacks are always more important. If he went down and the backup went in, we would be talking about a different game here. The spread would move. You know, Lamar is the most important player. Like, the quarterback is always the most important player.
Mm-hmm.
But who is it going to be that steps up for the Bills? Just the offensive line, in finger quotes? The offensive line. Is that who it is? Is that your pick?
Well, the line, I would almost want to assume, well, has to, right? Like, it has to start there. Because when you say step up, I'm thinking about how they kind of take turns having the big play. Like last week, Curtis Samuel has a big play. Coleman had a couple where he broke away during the year. Ray Davis against the Jets. Actually, Ray Davis twice. I was looking at the list yesterday of who led the Bills in receiving in each game, and Ray Davis led the Bills twice in receiving in a game. One was the bomb down the field against the Jets, and then the other one against Miami where he takes a screen pass, what was it, 70 yards for a touchdown? So, like, that could be anybody in this game. The line, I think, has to. Like, I would be surprised if they can win that game and score a lot of points without their line playing really well. Playing, you know, not maybe they don't have to play as well as they did against Denver because they manhandled Denver last week. But yeah, they have to. Because really, they're going to want to run the ball. Right? They're going to want to run the ball. And if they're going to have success at that, they're going to have to push back a pretty darn good Ravens defensive line.
Well, running the ball, the importance of that for the Bills. Last year in the playoffs, the idea was ball control to keep the defense, to protect the defense, because they didn't have linebackers, and you thought, we're not going to be able to get into a shootout and stop this guy all the time. We don't have linebackers capable of doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if this time around you'd want to run the ball and chew clock to rest your defense. Isn't this mm-hmm. a game where that's going to be super important? Their personnel, rotations, whatever. It's going to be important to stay fresh as best you can because of the conditions, because of the nature of tackling Derrick Henry, which I'd imagine is difficult, the nature of tackling Lamar Jackson, which is difficult. And then, you know, Justice Hill, I guess you could mix in here and there. Justice Hill even hit them for a couple of plays last time these two teams played.
He led them in receiving.
Yeah.
The last time these two teams played.
And the Bills give up completions and give up yards to running backs. It's something they do quite a bit. We thought that might be the case against Denver, but of course Denver didn't have the horses really to do it at the running back position. Anyway, all right, 803-0550 is our number, 1-888-550-2550. How are the vibes? How are they, everybody? How are the vibes?
Very on edge. I'm very tense. Tense would be my number one word for how I feel about this game.
It is strange for the Bills to be underdogs in this spot. They're always in this spot, mm-hmm. home in this round. They're the higher seed. They earned this game. This is not, you know, the Rams hosting the Vikings.
Mm-hmm.
This is not the Bucs host the Commanders. This is a team with more wins that had a better season, mm-hmm. regular season, and has a resume to boot. They beat the Chiefs and the Lions.
Yep.
If this were Bills-Lions and the first time they'd played, would all the conversation be about how Detroit's offense is unstoppable? Because the Bills did stop it. And the Chiefs were unbeaten when the Bills beat them.
Yeah.
It feels like that's kind of forgotten about. They have the high ceiling wins, right? They have the resume that is not we can beat anybody like we're scrappy, but no, we can beat anybody in this league. The two number one seeds, the Bills knocked them both off. They beat the Chiefs by two scores. So much so that the Chiefs get to keep their one-score win streak intact because mm-hmm. the Bills kind of took care of business. So,
well, if the line holds, it's going to be a streak that ends. They have right now the longest streak of being a favorite at home in the NFL with 42 games in a row.
Well, it's going to hold.
Kansas City is second at 25.
Because the Bills were favored
because
there.
The Bills have been favored there, I think, twice.
Yeah.
So, and that's probably how they felt, right, when the Bills have come to town. Because how many of those times did the Chiefs have a better record and the Bills came in and were like a 2-point favorite,
yep.
or a 1.5-point favorite? I guess part of that does go to the matchups of the two. I would just hope that spread's not a reflection of the game earlier in the season. Like, I can get to, and I am getting to a fear of this game not going their way because of the matchups and because of the way the Ravens play versus the way the Bills play, and it just doesn't really feel like the Bills are built to stop a team like this, and that could get me to favoring the Ravens. I would hope it's not because they smoked them in week four, because it's just there's not nothing you could take from it. Like, I went back and looked at the drive charts of that game yesterday and like how the Bills came out wanting to play, and they kind of got interrupted. Like, we've talked about how they got nine punts. Was it nine punts in that
game?
Nine failed drives.
They had a fumble, they had a missed field goal, and a bunch of punts.
Yeah, the second drive of that game, they had two holding penalties on two successful plays that completely nuked the drive.
Yep.
And by the time they got the ball back, it was 14-0, and they had to play one-dimensional the rest of the game. So the Bills maybe never got into what they wanted to do in that football game, because in a flash, it was like you're down two scores, and you have to play differently from there on. So I can get to the Ravens being a favorite. Again, I would just hope it's not because of the Week 4 game.
Yeah, the Week 4 game looms as this is what it looks like if it goes wrong, right? Doesn't mean you should expect that exact same game. I don't think many people expect the Ravens to blow them out, but we've seen one game script is that dude runs all over your face, your offense doesn't have rhythm, you get blown out.
Mm-hmm.
And there are 35 million other different game scripts, but that's the one we know is possible.
And a factor, too, was like every team does this, right? Every team has a scripted drive coming into a game that statistically you are more successful on. You are more successful on your scripted drives, unless you're there are a few teams that aren't. But for the most part, you are. And they score on the first play of the game, so don't they come out on the second drive like with their scripted drive that they never had to do?
Right, it's a good question.
So like really, it might have been easy for them to get up 14-0 easier because they did the first drive in one play.
Right, who would have expected the first play to be it?
Right, so you get them to kind of use up all those plays this time by not giving up an 80-yard touchdown run, and then maybe the start of the game is different, and then maybe the whole game is different. Because that was the story of that game, was that it got away from them right away.
Well, you know what we're kind of looking for this to be? And this just occurs to me right now. Aren't we looking for this game to be a Bills-Chiefs postseason game? Where the sexy team coming in, they're going to get them this time. We'll look out. You can't stop these Bills. They're better than this team. And then it gets to the postseason, and who wins? The team that always wins in the postseason. Mm-hmm. Aren't we kind of looking for that? The Bills, not that they always win in the postseason, but in a spot against Lamar, they usually are pretty good against him. At home against not Kansas City, they're usually pretty good here. They kind of have the resume to back up, again, back on the resume point. We're kind of looking for it to just be magic and voodoo and a great quarterback and a great coach getting it done. And that's where McDermott comes in. Like, he's got to do his part. I woke up today also thinking about what's our next show sound like? Monday we're on, and are we talking about where they have fallen short and what they have to do to learn from this? Or are we talking about the AFC Championship game? And what a swing that is.
It's so different.
It's so huge.
It's so different.
Because we would have been, like you said, the Bills are maybe built to beat the Chiefs more than built to beat the Ravens. We would have been focused on being built to beat the Chiefs for multiple seasons.
Yeah.
And, you know, if another team knocks them out, it's been the Bengals, it's been the Chiefs. If you add the Ravens there, you know, you've made this point, you feel like you're behind them. And, you know, it never has to stay that way, but
yeah,
I don't know. It's the vibes are good because it's a home game. It's going to be cold. It's going to be fun. You have Josh Allen as your warrior,
mm-hmm.
but man, it starts to settle in that it could all come to an end.
Yeah. Well, really, like what I mean by also like how you're not really built to beat Baltimore is I think there's a lot of there has been a lot of discussion this week about maybe even two of your better defensive players or your higher investment players on defense not being as a part of the game plan. I mean, we've done this with Johnson round and round. And like I on Twitter, I compared him yesterday to like a elite center in the NBA when you're going up against the Warriors.
Yeah.
Like, okay, he's amazing and he might be defensive player of the year, but like they want him out there. They want to expose him. They're going to find him, and they're going to attack him, and they're going to play him off the court. And That's almost how I kind of feel about Taron Johnson in this game. He might be the best nickel cornerback in football, but I feel like the Ravens want him out there. They want him out there so they can throw out their 6'7", 300-pounders and Derrick Henry and just run through him. Like, that's what I would do if I was Baltimore. So what do you do? I mean, it might take some courage as a coach. And this is where McDermott's received some criticism in the past, right? Maybe more when Frazier was the defensive coordinator, but that they don't really mix things up when they get to the postseason, that you kind of know what you're going to get. The Bengals players talked about this before they played 2 years ago. I think Steven Ruiz broke this down last year, that they don't really change things up enough in the postseason. And one thing to change up would be having the courage, and it would take courage, to take one of your best players off the field because you know he's going to get you, he could get you beat in this game just because of the size. Like, nothing of his fault. It's just the matchup. And then one way you could counteract that, I heard Sal made this point yesterday, is, well, one way you could keep Taron Johnson on the field, you could populate in deep and you could take off some of your smaller defensive linemen and you could change up your line personnel. Well, now maybe I'm taking Ed Oliver off the field, right? Like, now is there a discussion about my former top 10 pick that they gave a big contract to? Just, no, it doesn't really work for him in this game. And those guys will play, I know, but it's kind of stark that you have a matchup here where it does feel like a big contract to one of the best corner nickel corners in football and a big contract to a guy that you drafted in the top 10, and I feel like I might want a lot of plays where they're not out there. And that's what the Ravens do to you because they're so different than what the Bills were defending against, you know, in Kansas City over the last 5 years.
One thing I want to mention on this, we'll get some calls in here at 803-0550. Eric Turner, Cover One, who we talk to on the show occasionally, he was looking at last time the Bills and Ravens played the playoff game. What did the Bills do defensively? Because, you know, the Bills would have been the same team. Taron Johnson's on that team. And what do you do?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
About defending Baltimore. He pointed out a couple different things. That the funniest of which is that on a play where Lamar got hurt, I think it's the play that Lamar got hurt.
In
that game.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's different one. All these different defensive fronts. But there's one defensive front where the Bills rushed three and spied a lineman. Mm-hmm. Ed Oliver was the spy.
Really?
Yeah. So you did get different looks, shakeups. And it's also possible that the Bills, whatever, you can believe in what you are. Maybe over the last couple of years with the defense they had, it was always very good. And they thought, let's not mess with success. This is a good defense. And you are, you know, a little bit more loyal to it.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas this time, you go in saying, we've got problems we've got to fix.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Might have been the way the Bills kind of approached their defensive game plans over the last couple playoff rounds, because they had really good defenses. And this year, it's not quite as good. So I wonder if they're more open to it, or maybe the matchup does that. Mike and Tonawanda, as we open things up on the phones, give us a call, 803-0550. It's Football Friday. Hey, Mike, good morning.
Morning, guys. Quick thing. I know you guys probably don't watch the show, but I was watching Nick Wright yesterday, who actually this year has been kind of a Bills backer, ironically. But he made a point about Baltimore being favored in Buffalo. And it's like, think about all the great teams that's been through here that hasn't been favored here. Even some of those Chiefs teams at their peak powers. And for some reason, this Baltimore team is like favored here, even if it's 1.5 points. People are treating this team, and Baltimore's great. I give them that. They're treating this team like it's like the 85 Bears or the 07 Patriots. Like, they're just unstoppable. Like, I mean, they lost 5 games this year. People forget that, right? Like, I mean, is I don't understand. And I'm not too familiar with the Vegas thing on how they see things or what. But, like, help me understand it. And all these games, they said it's been like 75 games since a team's been favorite here. And this is the team, like, not the Chiefs teams, not.
Well, the Chiefs, to that point, Mike. We'll get to a break. Thanks for the phone call, and I'll answer your question here. The Chiefs have only been here twice. Once was the playoffs, where they were the lower seed, so they were the underdog. And the other time they were here, they were favored. Mahomes here in the COVID year. Those are the only two times. Again, there's this year, earlier this year, too. So I guess there's three times, and they were favored once. But was the spread this year, Bills-Chiefs? The Bills were 8-2, and the Chiefs were 9-0 or something, so. Yeah.
They were a 2.5-point favorite against the Chiefs.
The answer to this is easy, though. Why are the Ravens favored? Because that's where the money is. That's who people think is going to win.
Right. The line opened Bills -1.5. The Bills were favored at the beginning of the week.
Yes, and it got bet with so much money on Baltimore. People believe in Baltimore, and they think that Henry and Jackson is too tough a matchup against the Bills. So that's it. The line moves when the money goes in a certain direction, and there's so much more money on Baltimore that they moved it 3 points, 2 points to try and get money on the other side. So that's that. I mean, you know, it's not really who they think will win. It is built in. It's a reflection of how do we get more money bet on these games? How can we entice bettors? And now if you're thinking the Bills will win, you get points. So they want money on that side. 803-0550. If you're on hold, Gina, Dan, we'll get to you. Gina's down in Delaware in Ravens country. Hope it's been, Gina, we'll get to you. It's got to be a tough week for you. Hopefully it's a good hopefully it's a victory Monday. All right, it's Football Friday. Jeremy and Joe digging through a million different angles. You know it's intense when we're talking about, you know, linebacker alignments and Ed Oliver as a spy, which did happen for the Bills a couple years ago in a playoff game against Baltimore. 803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550. Give us a ring. Usual Football Friday lineup, Sal, Chris Brown, your calls. Super Great American Football Friday Frenzy, all of it coming up here on WGR.
You know something about Bills Mafia? You know something about Buffalo, New York?
You know something about cats that's used to playing in blizzards? Buffalo's a different animal. In the playoffs, with a Super Bowl on the line, you got Josh Allen all his own. He hear you talking. He hear us talking. Stephon Diggs, gone. Gabe Davis, gone. Everything changed around. A bunch of different personnel on the defensive side of the ball. And what they do, they the number two seed in the AFC. I'm going to tell you exactly what Josh Allen and those brothers are thinking. We got to get ready for Patrick Mahomes. Dang, nobody else we should fall to. Even Baltimore, who spanked them 35-10 in the regular season. That's how they thinking.
Stephen A. Smith.
Always has the juice. Give him that.
That's some juice.
How does he carry that energy constantly?
Great question.
All right.
Football Friday. Good morning.
I don't mind. I don't a Stephen A. take that I don't necessarily mind.
That was Stephen A. before Denver. I don't know who his pick is this week, but it's him before Denver. But laying it down that forget Baltimore. It's about beating Mahomes, and you know they got to get there. It's another year of you got to get there. 1 year it was Burrow that took you out on your way there. 803-0550. Coverage on Sunday starts at 10 a.m.
Breakfast
with the Bills. Derek and Joe.
All day.
6:30 kickoff. Going to be cold.
What's the previous game at? 3 o'clock?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm at NFL.com where they are picking the winners in the divisional round. And every single game is a clean sweep across the board of picks, except for the Bills-Ravens game where the NFL.com panel has 4 out of 5 picking Baltimore. The Bills are the lone vote for an underdog in the entire round. The difference also at NFL.com picking the scores. The other games are not exactly predicted to be close, and this one is. So take that for what it's worth.
That's some courage, people. I saw Jason McCourty on ESPN picked the Texans to beat the Chiefs.
Good luck.
And then got roasted for it, I think, for like 20 minutes after. But
803-0550, your vibe going in. We'll talk about it. Tense.
For me, it's my vibe is that I'm tense.
I'm already worried about
this game.
I'm already worried about what the lesson will be. Or I was driving around yesterday. You know, it happens. You think, man, what if they won this game? What if they won the next one? Then it's the Super Bowl. And then what do we do the day after they win the Super Bowl? What, we just come on a Monday and we just talk? How does it even work? I thought about that at length yesterday. Sometimes I'll do that. All right, back to the phones. Gina in Delaware. Gina, good morning. Happy Football Friday.
Guys, I can't take it. I can't take it. Oh, my God. Does Josh Allen throw up before every game? Because I'm going to tell you something. I woke up hearing Stallone with all of his energy. I have got Stephen A. energy 24/7, 365 days a year. And when it comes to my Bills, it is off the hook. It is like Kevin from Home Alone slapping his face going, that is how I feel. So here is a Ravens report, okay, guys? Because you know I live in Ravens country. I have been dropping off my little Wegmans Buffalo Bills plates and napkins like a little fairy, putting them on everybody's plates. And I've been getting pictures back with fingers in the middle of the plate. It is so funny. It is so much fun. This week has been great. But I'm going to tell you something. Two fans, two diehard Ravens fans. One, his name is Steve. Right after the game, when we beat Denver, said, and here's your statistic, and it is true, because I woke up screaming, of course the show is about Derrick Henry. Are you stupid? The first text was, hope the boys are ready to hit Derrick Henry. There you go. There's your answer. The other Raven fan, his name is Nick, and he wanted the mafia to know this. Not all fans feel like Jerry Coleman. They do not feel like Jerry Coleman. The Ravens fans respect the Bills. This particular fan said, you know who I want to win, Gina? The team who will beat the Chiefs. That is all I care about. So all I'm saying, guys, is I don't want this ride to end. It is not right how much I love my Buffalo Bills. I just love them. I just don't want this ride to end. I just want to figure out a way. How do we stop him? I actually knew the answer to that question. I was like, it's got to be more than 20 yards.
Yep.
What did you say?
24.3.
Yeah. So, guys, what is our answer? What are we going to do to stop this man so we can win? Guys, it's been great. Thanks for taking my calls. I want to call you Monday, and I want to be like, let's go! Go Bills, guys.
Thanks, Gina.
I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah, good luck in Ravens country. Yeah, the stat from the first segment is when Derrick Henry has a carry where he's not touched within 5 yards of the line of scrimmage, he averages 24 yards per carry. So you got to get there. You got to get touches. I was also watching like game plan. There's, I do think that if there were a, whatever, a needle going back and forth about what's being talked about in this matchup, it is 97% how the Bills can stop the Ravens and 3% about what the Ravens have to do to stop the Bills.
That seems right.
There's almost no talk about what the challenge the Ravens have. In fact, I saw Keyshawn Johnson talking about this, that the Ravens' game plan is easy. The way to stop the Bills is easy.
Mm-hmm.
Just get Josh Allen on the ground.
Okay,
That's as hard as tackling Derrick Henry.
Yeah, that's a bad take.
But he did say, all you got to do, get him on the ground. You get pressure, you get him on the ground. You pressure him more than 50%. You find a way to get pressure on him, and you hit him every time, and you get him on the ground. And that's the way to do it. Like, okay, good luck.
Mm-hmm.
He was sacked 14 times this year. If you add in the playoff game against Denver, that was 16 times the entire season.
Yeah. The way to get him is, well, that wouldn't be it. Because also he is very good at drawing roughing the passer calls.
Yes, he is.
Also along the way. The Bills to attack the Ravens seems to be, which is, it's, as I mentioned, like perimeter, attack them at boundary corner opposite Marlon Humphrey. And that might not be their greatest, you know, quality as an offense, but they maybe have that in them. And then I guess the other thing is Roquan Smith's having a down year in coverage, like a really down year in coverage. So that's maybe a little bit of the running backs and the tight ends. But like to me, would you expect the Ravens are going to want to do what they pretty much did in the first meeting, which was dare the Bills to throw to the outside?
Probably.
Like, go ahead, let's see if you can do it.
Probably.
Now, they didn't have Cooper then, and Coleman was at the beginning of a rookie year. It could be different now because he's gone through the whole thing. But I think that's pretty much what they did last time, and it mostly worked. And I wonder if the Bills could have better results trying it again.
Cooper is – he's such an interesting figure here because he's such a – when I say perfect fit, I don't exactly mean perfect fit for what they needed. He was a fit for what they needed. He's a perfect fit for what they identify as, which is quiet, humble, nobody complains, the ball can go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
He's a perfect fit for that. And he also showed up, and the offense found its rhythm, found its groove. He missed a couple of games, and they were fine, by the way, right?
Right.
He was hurt. Coleman missed some time. They were fine. So offensively, they're healthy. They're ready for this. The thing about Cooper that makes him so interesting to me is that don't we all kind of believe that there might be more in there that they haven't unlocked?
I want to believe
you
that.
You want to believe that. I might not want to believe that past this year. I mean, he had a good year in Cleveland before he got traded. And Devontae Adams got traded, and what happened with the Jets? I mean, they didn't win games, but he immediately proved to be still able to play and put up monster numbers and was great for them. And I know that the Bills' offense doesn't really function that way going to Cooper, but if they really need to change their stripes because they just – Allen's getting blitzed. They need someone to win on the outside. Who's that going to be?
Well, isn't that part of their design, though? Part of their design is we can funnel the ball. Well, maybe funnel's the wrong word. But we can attack a part of your defense with anybody. With the Lions, it was, okay, Ty Johnson's going to be our best receiver in this game because your linebackers can't cover him.
I think that's, yes, the Bills are good at that. Can they really attack somebody on the outside?
That's what I mean. Like, is that the one thing they really have? I mean, they kind of did it against the Rams, didn't they?
Kind of. He got 6 catches on 14 targets.
Yeah. There was Shakir made some big plays even, maybe lined up in the slot, but I remember there was one deep pass that Shakir caught along the sideline in that Ram game. So maybe that's the one. But, like, in theory, if you are able to do everything, then that should include, okay, this team's weakness is outside, then I want to be capable of funneling the ball to a top outside receiver.
Right. That comes down to, do you believe they can do everything? I don't believe they can do everything. I think they can do a lot of things, maybe more things than they have been able to do in years past, but I don't think they can do everything.
Is this the thing you think they'd be the worst at?
I'd be worried about it. Yeah, I would. I feel like...
Well, I hope it's not as just that simple, that there is ways to attack them over the middle and that you can get Shakir involved. And because remember, he was hurt in that first meeting. You can run it even though they've allowed 3.5 yards per attempt. Like, I hope all that's true because I share the skepticism that they would be able to just line up beginning to end, attack them outside with Cooper and Coleman and have that work.
803-0550 to join us. It is Football Friday. Give us a ring. We'll get more phone calls in. Dan, hang on. We're loaded up today. Sal Capaccio going to join us. Chris Brown going to join us. It's Football Friday on WGR. Time for Improving the Game Plan. Brought to you by Bath Fitter. Improve your bath in one day with Bath Fitter. It just fits. Go for fourth downs this time. Mm-hmm. Last time these two teams played, the Bills played very scared. Fourth and two. Punt. There were multiple fourth downs where they gave up 2 and 3 points of win percentage. I could get to the whole thing. But, you know, don't be afraid.
Yeah.
Can't play scared this time. They played scared last time.
And the charts kind of show that Harbaugh is more aggressive in the playoffs with fourth downs than he is in the regular season because he's bad in the regular season. But he's better in the playoffs at it.
Yeah.
So at least be as good at it as they are going to be on the other side. But you would want an advantage there, I think.
Also, don't give up 87 yards on the first play.
Yep.
That's the other part. The two keys to victory right there, Joe. How do you like it?
Also,
game plan improved.
Don't leave. What's the most? How much time do you not want to leave them at the end of the game? You got the lead.
I don't know. I can't think about that. I'm already too stressed out.
Don't leave more than 20 seconds.
20 seconds.
Yeah. They know. They've learned.
803-0550. We're up against it. Wide open segment. When we get back, we'll chat with Sal as well. You can give us a ring on, you know, alignments, what you want to do, what your feeling is, vibes. Are you feeling nervous?
I got some numbers on the kicker matchup in this
game. Oh, both teams are a little bit mad at their kicker this year.
Oh, yeah. I think both would be very nervous if their kicker had to make a big kick in this game.
All right. 803-0550, the update of forecast. Sal Capaccio, it's Football Friday. We'll be back in a snap. Brought to you by Snapdragon Apple's official apple of the Buffalo Bills.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.